Yeah, again. You wait 3 months for a telecast and then a whole bunch turn up at once. I've been having a think over the last couple of weeks about app development on Linux. Every so often I come up with an idea for something and I'll put it into a notebook. I use Standard Notes to keep all my notes in check. And I keep a track of things that I've had ideas to develop, mainly because I think, well, that'd be a good idea. When I get some time, I'll maybe write that or coerce my friend Stuart into writing it for me. And he's a good egg, and sometimes he does at least give me a prototype of a thing that I ask him to create. But I was looking through these lists just last night of various lists of ideas that I've had. And they almost all fall into one category. They're almost all games. They're almost all ideas for games, or ideas for prototypes of games, or theories of games mechanics. So they're not, none of them are fleshed out games. They're all, ideas. And I looked through my list and I couldn't find any creative ideas that I've had for applications that don't currently exist or don't currently exist on Linux that should exist. And I thought this was a bit odd. Why am I so obsessed with video games? I mean, I play a lot, but I'm not, hardcore video gamer. I play a lot of games, but maybe, more than some people, less than others. But I use desktop applications all the time. I'm sat on Linux all the time, and I don't find myself with gaps in the desktop thinking, oh, I wish there was an app that did this, or I wish there was an application that did that. I think I've figured out what it is. It's because I'm quite adept with the command line, relatively. And if there's something which needs doing programmatically, like, for example, converting some images to a different size, resolution, or cropping a bunch of images, something that needs doing, that needs a program of some kind to do it, then what I'll probably do is figure out how to do it once using a command line utility, in this case, something like ImageMagick Convert. And then I'll wrap it in a shell script. Might not even be a shell script, it might just be a one line for loop that just loops around the number of images and does the whatever processing. And this is just one example. But what I think I do is I create these shell scripts, and looking in my home directory, sprayed everywhere, there are shell scripts for all manner of things, whether it's taking CSV files and inserting it into SQL Server, not SQL Server, MySQL, not even MySQL, SQLite databases, or running reports on SQLite databases, or more commonly, managing data, manipulating data in some kind of way, like data that comes out of a thing, write a script that manipulates it in some way, and then I'm happy with the results. So, or automating a set of tasks, like the typical things you use a shell script for. I find myself using that, and I don't find myself creating or feeling the need to create a graphical desktop application. I think I'm so fundamentally happy with the command line. I have terminals open all over my desktop all day, every day. And so I'm so happy with it that my mind isn't in a place where I think that should be an application. And you might agree with me, or you might think, no, I'm not confident on the command line. I would way rather that there was a desktop application to do this thing, like, to batch rename files or to crop files or process CSV files and turn them into a database or whatever it might be. And for all of those things, I imagine there probably are applications to do all of those things. These are just examples, right? So it got me thinking, on other platforms, what do people do? And I had a chat with my good friend, Mr. Langridge, last night, and we share a common opinion, and that is that on other platforms, like on the Apple Mac, if you want a little utility to do something, often as a user, you'll go and browse the App Store or do a search online, and you'll find there is a graphical application written for the Mac that lets you do whatever it is you want to do. And more advanced users will, of course, use a terminal because there exists a shell, a terminal on the Mac. But it seems more common on the Mac to have small single-use utilities. Whereas on Linux, people seem more happy to say, oh, I'll just create a shell script and that'll do it. That'll fulfill your requirement. And you could find the internet is littered with a little shell script to do that thing, whatever that thing that you've got in your mind. And there are certainly groups of people, KDE developers, for example, and GNOME developers, and the elementary developers who are trying to encourage people to create bespoke Linux applications for their desktops. And it's something in Ubuntu we haven't done for a long time. Right since the very beginning, Ubuntu has been finding the best of breed of free software and open source software, bundling it together and distributing it. That was what we do, and that's always what we did. There were times where we flirted with creating a developer portal and having a way in which you could develop applications. Those of you who've been around a while might remember something called Quickly. Quickly was a tool that was supposed to stand up an opinionated set of frameworks in order to get you accelerated to create your application. So, for example, that all sounded very buzzwordy, didn't it? For example, it would expect you were going to use Python and GTK, and it would stand up all the necessary basics to get you a Hello World application. And then from there, you read documentation and you develop your application. And it would do the finicky bits like Debian packaging and all that kind of stuff. And I took a look at the, oh, sorry, to continue that story, we quickly was a thing for a while, but it never really super took off. I don't know how many applications were ever published that were made using quickly. I suspect you could probably count them on a couple of hands. Not many. Whereas there are probably many applications in the elementary store that are written in Vala, use GTK, and there are many KDE applications, 100 plus KDE applications, and there are tons of GNOME applications as well. And we just haven't done that. We, after Quickly, and we had our little side track into making mobile phone operating system, we started pushing QML and Qt as the way you would develop applications, convergent applications with a view to the world being Unity 8 on the desktop, which was Qt QML, and Unity on the phone, which is QML. And I know UB ports and Ubuntu Phone are still carrying on that, and you can still get new applications written in QML that work on Ubuntu Phone and work on the Linux desktop. But as Ubuntu, we don't do that. And we haven't, for a long time, encouraged people to develop brand new applications for Ubuntu, because our raison d'etre is to take whatever's good and deliver it to users, to an audience of enthusiasts who want to run Linux on the desktop. And it got me wondering, should we change that? Should we endeavor to have a developer portal? Should it be opinionated like Quickly was and say you should develop apps for Ubuntu and they should be written in Python and GTK? Or should we be, I'm not saying it should be those choices, but something like that. Or should we be agnostic and say you should develop applications for Ubuntu and you could use this framework and this documentation, which is over here, written by the KDE developers, make your KDE application. Or you could use this and signpost people to go to the GTK developer documentation, or signpost people to the elementary documentation. Should we use the audience that we have and the voice that we have and the fact that we're so well known, the brand that we have, to push people towards these other developer tools? I mean, Electron could be added to that list, and Rust could be added to that list, and all kinds of others. Should we have a developer portal which points to all these different places? I think that's only one step beyond where we currently are, which is we don't recommend anything. You build an application and we make the tools that allow you to package it and put it in the Snap Store, but we don't actually coerce you to do anything. There is no Ubuntu developer documentation that says you should use this or you should use that, because typically we don't care what you use. So long as you've made something, that works and is beautiful and is maintained and is secure and so on and so on, it doesn't really matter to us. Whereas the KDE developers are never going to recommend someone creates an application using GTK, and the elementary developers are never going to recommend someone creates an application using Qt. So maybe that puts us uniquely in that position where we can say, hey, use any of these. It doesn't matter to us. Here are the various ways you could develop an application. If you're someone like me who's never developed an application, and Ubuntu is your desktop of choice, what would you expect Ubuntu to say to you? As someone who's a budding developer, someone who wants to get started, what would you expect Ubuntu to say? Would you expect Ubuntu to say, use this, use these tools, develop it in this way, here's the style guide, here's the developer documentation? Or does it make more sense for us to say, we don't have developer docs, but these people do, and our friends over here do, and these awesome people over here do, build something using that, and then come back to us, and we'll distribute it, and promote it, and highlight it, and make sure your application is delivered to as many people as possible? I'm curious to know what people think, because I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. So thank you for listening to a very belated telecast with Popey. I look forward to hearing what you have to say in the telecast with Popey chatter on Telegram. Thanks, everyone.